Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk. And of course, we have one of our awesome leaders on the show. Joan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jello. Thank you for asking. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for being on the show. I know this is your second time here. Thank you very much for coming back.
Yes.
We really, really appreciate that. So
it's my honor, Jello. You know that.
Appreciate it. Really, really appreciate it. If you didn't notice, we really love having you on the show. That's why we asked you again. So wanted to know, how long have you been with CyberBacker again?
More than 3 years, going four.
Wow, going on four
and hopefully
years.
Counting, you know.
Yes, more years to come, of course. More success and more growth. So talk to me more about how you started with CyberBacker. How did you find out about CyberBacker?
Well, I found out about CyberBacker, you know, during pandemic. I went back to the province. Mm-hmm. I know I've already shared this to you, but this is one of the testimonies that I really prayed to be part of CyberBacker, you know. So going back during pandemic, I was looking for a stable job while working in the province, because initially I am working in the metro. So I went back home in the province, and you know, provincial rate here in the Philippines, it doesn't pay well.
Crazy.
So I won't be able to live by that rate. So I look for online jobs, and that's where I found out about CyberBacker. I applied. Fortunately, I passed. Then I worked as a client relations backer. So yeah. I have been part of the admin team since the very beginning of my journey here in CyberBacker. After a year, luckily, I got promoted and become the director of client relations.
Gosh, now as a director for how long now?
2 years now.
Wow, 2 years now in the position. We're very excited for you, of course. Now, so you started as part of the admin day one. You mentioned that, right? Okay.
Yes.
So what did that feel like, though? Because, of course, when you get into, when you apply for a company, the first thing that you would think is that you start at this level and maybe work your way up, things like that now. But in this case, you started immediately as part of the admin team. What did that feel like?
Well, I really felt lucky, you know, to be directly working in the admin. Mm-hmm. And it gives me a bit more of security. Well, here in CyberBacker, that's actually one of the things that we offer to our independent contractors, right? Job security. Absolutely. I felt more secure that I'm part of the admin team. So that's what I felt initially.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to become secured when it comes to their future, and then banking on your future in CyberBacker too? I think made the right decision right there. So again, we're a great leader here in CyberBacker, one of our directors here in CyberBacker. This is a quick question. This is a quick segue here. Do you have any pre-work rituals that you do before logging into your computer, facing your day? How do you start your day anyway?
That's a good question. You know, working at home, sometimes you become complacent, you know. But what I really do, especially right now that I'm the director of client relations, one of the ritual that I do, I make sure that I take a bath before work. I also do some meditation and prayer before working. That's what I do.
Now, before you got to work with CyberBacker, I know you mentioned you worked in Metro, so city life before CyberBacker. So were you able to do that before in your previous job? Because it takes a lot of time to travel from this place to another, especially in the Metro, right? Crazy traffic.
Well, of course, I had to take a bath because we're working on site, right? But I wasn't really able to do or connect, like do my prayers, like my rituals right now, habitually, because as a girl, you know, we need to like do some makeup, like the preparations and all that. It'll take hours. Then there's traffic. So, you know, I wasn't consistent with the prayer part. But for sure, the taking a bath, I was consistent.
100%, of course. I think even if you work from home, of course, sometimes there are some cases where you would wake up later than usual. So the bath needs to be pushed to the next day or
the break.
Yeah, or the break. At least. Yes, a quick one. Yeah. No, of course, a lot of us would agree to that idea. Now, moving on from that, though. Now, part of our client relations team right now, just a brief overview. What does that look like? What does your team do? I mean,
great question. Well, my team, from the word itself of our team, client relations, we make sure that our clients are happy and we build a good relationship with our clients. We check with them if they're happy with us. And we're actually technically the bridge between the relationship of the cyber backer, the support, and the client. So that's what we do. So every time, also part of our team, every time that they have complaints or there are some hiccups between the relationship, we make sure that we urgently address all of those. So that's what we do.
Okay. So CRD comes to the rescue all of the time then. Is that right?
Something like that. CRD saves the day.
There we go. I love that. Saving the day every day, of course, here in Cyberbacker. Now, what does it take, though, to become a part of the client relations team? If one of our listeners would be interested, of course, I'm sure there are a lot of them. What does it take to become a part of CRT?
Well, I believe this is a quality that, you know, you should really have if you're planning to be part of our team. You need to have empathy, because you will be dealing with clients. You will be dealing with a lot of people, and you need to like talk to them and connect to them and empathize where they're coming from. So that's one quality that we're really looking for in our team members.
Here we go. So for everyone who's listening, don't you worry, because we have more information about this position in our website. Again, don't forget cyberbackercareers.com. Visit that place. Visit the site. You'd get more info there. Now, going back, I know in any team here in Cyberbacker, we would have those great days, those good days, those really, really awesome days too, right? But we would also have those stressful days. So how do you go through, or how do you push through that, those type of days, Joan? How do you personally do that?
Well, for me, luckily I have a lot of people whom I can like talk to every time I'm having a hard time, like with work. So I make sure to connect with those people. One thing aside from that I also do is I journal after the day. So before I sleep, that's also one of my routine. I journal and take a moment to just reflect what really happened and how can I be better next time that it happens again, you know? But yeah, having a support system, that's one. Luckily I have that with me. Like my team, we're really well knit, like connected with one another, and I can just talk to them, and you know, they can also just talk to me whenever they have struggles, challenges, and all that. So that's really great. If you guys, everyone is listening to this podcast right now, if in case they're planning to, you know, apply on our team, one thing that I can assure you is that our team is really like close knit, and we have a good relationship with one another. So if you're looking for that type of work relationship, client relations team is the best team for you. So
there we go. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Just family oriented too. Somewhat a tight-knit family culture within the team.
Right.
Is that right? Yes. And I think that goes for the whole Cyberbacker team as well. As you know, one of our core values is relationship.
Relationship.
Yes. Now, talking more about Cyberbacker, though, take me back real quick to the beginning of your journey. Of course, forgot to ask this earlier. You would have these expectations, right? You would have a list of the things that this could be something like this, Cyberbacker could be like that. But what surprised you the most about Cyberbacker?
This is what surprised me the most at first, and also the reason why I decided to like really stay here for long. I contracted a virus during the pandemic. So I tested positive before I even technically join the cyberbacker okay. after passing the interview. Then the job or our previous vice president mm-hmm. like still waited for me up until I got well. So the position was open for, say, for instance, 2 weeks up until I recover. So I really pledged my loyalty to the company after that. And what made me stay here for long is because we value growth, which is something that is not really like, you know, being practiced with my previous company. Like, we do masterminds every Friday. And I think that's very important because we're working at home. We don't really socialize with a lot of people or workmates anymore. So having that every week or, you know, having those meetings, I really appreciate it. On top of that, it's masterminding. So it's sharing of, you know, like your inputs, mm-hmm. your knowledge to other cyber backers. And that's what, you know, surprised me at mm-hmm. first and made me pledge my loyalty to this company.
Gosh, right there. Just timing is also very important, I think. Imagine you... got the virus, opportunity was still there, waited. Timing is everything, I think. And
right.
look at where you are right now, a leader, one of our most important teams here in Cyberbacker. Just persistence, growth. Again, if you really want growth, Cyberbacker is the place for you, you guys. So everyone who's exactly. listening, we can't really say enough about the growth here in Cyberbacker, right? There's really a lot of opportunities. If you just... work on it. And again, timing is everything too. So moving forward, just wanted to know as well, because the way you talk about the client relations team just makes me feel you're very passionate about the family that you've created there, right? Now, what keeps you going though? What I'm trying to ask is, what's your biggest why? Why do you continue to do what you do, Joan?
Well, my biggest why is my family, of course, my mom. My goal is to be able to provide, you know, a comfortable life to my family. Mm-hmm. And my next motivation after that is the people I work with and providing a good quality service. Technically, you know, like aiding our cyber backers and making sure that they get to have job security with their clients, because we play an integral part on that, you know, aspect. So that's my motivation. It's actually satisfying and it's validating, fulfilling. That's the right term. Sorry. It's fulfilling that I get to do my job. I get to provide for my family. And at the same time, I'm like giving job security to the people that I work with. So yeah.
Imagine just by being with Cyberbacker and doing what you do best, you're already living the dream of providing for family, being there with family, of course, and now helping our fellow Cyberbackers with getting job security and that having your own job security too. Three birds, one stone. I'm not sure how that goes, but I think that's how it goes, right?
Right.
Also, another thing that we'd like to know, what do you look forward to in the future, say, professionally here in Cyberbacker?
I'm currently a director here in Cyberbacker, still one step forward. So maybe a vice president of client relations, if, you know, fortunately in the future. But yeah.
You never know. Again, opportunity is always there here in Cyberbacker. Also, the timing is very important. Now, one last question before I let you go today, Joan. What's the biggest takeaway about being a Cyberbacker that you hope our listeners would learn from our talk today?
Ooh, that's quite big questions.
Yeah, save that.
I feel like I'm competing in a pageant right now. Well, I think I have a lot of, you know, like something that I can share to listeners, Cello, in this podcast. If you're looking for a job stability, working at home, being with your family, get a stable income and still do the things that you love because you have more time back. Being with Cyberbacker is really what is something that I can recommend. Because I'm not sure if you're not aware. I'm not even sure if we're friends on Facebook, but I love traveling.
Oh, wow.
So I still get to do that at the same time, you know, provide for my family. And then, you know, aiming and hitting all of the milestones that I've set when I was younger, Like, I'm already leaving some of the prayers, if not most of the prayers, of my younger self because of Cyberbacker.
Gosh, huge impact right there. Just
right.
That bucket list done, adding more probably too, right?
Yes.
Now, about that friend request, don't worry, I'll check on it later on today. Check on that to make sure that I'm updated too. But before we go, as you know, here in the podcast, we're very big on relationship too, just like Cyberbacker is. So I am 100% sure that your mentors, the people who have helped you, are excited for more from you. Would you want to mention their names? Would you want to give them a quick shout out before we end?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you for asking me to do it, but I'd love to give a shout out to my mentors. My first mentor here is Juan. I believe you know him. Though he's not with us anymore, may his soul rest in peace. But yeah, I really wanted to thank him as well because I learned a lot from him. Next would be TJ. Your mentor is also TJ.
Yes, mentored by
one of your mentors. Personally. Yes. Yeah. TJ, Gab, May, Mumshi, Divina, though I wasn't actually personally mentored by Girly and Miss Hannah, I learned a lot from them. So I wanted to give a shout out. Like, a lot of leaders that, you know, I connect to, I talk to in this company, they're really great people. So I learned a lot from them. And Craig, I learned a lot from you even during Unplug. All those spreadsheets and financial literacy programs and discussions that, you know, you do during Unplug. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I was able to manage my finances well. Thank you.
There we go. Again, we're very excited to seeing more from you and more growth here within Cyberbacker. And of course, to everyone who's listening, if you like growth, you have financial stability, you want job security, don't forget to visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com. Joan, thank you very much for coming back. I had fun talking to you.
Thank you so much, Cello.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.